because who knows the last process, but before that it can be known.
Okay.
Marana.
Sanakan. It can be many days or short time before death. Close to death.
And what is
Marana Sanak Viti, the actual process before death, which cannot be known at all. Even the person herself or himself. So short, 5 moments of kusala or kusala before death. But before that, there can be giving dana or whatever, or thinking about dharma. That is moment of marana sanakana, time closer, but not the actual process.
But it all accumulates and conditions last moments.
Yes.
Then just talking about other things, see, it's in his mind about that.
And so incredible that we were in Dala at that time, just ready to give him those reminders. Appreciated it very much, and so everyone found it very inspiring what you talked about, and still about the truth. So no matter talking to children or to someone about to die, always about it.
Right understanding can be developed everywhere, every time. So it can be also in the temple or as monkhood or nonhood.
It's not my life and not my accumulation.
But we want to ask that what is the, they might have the benefits of the monkhood life or...
I cannot talk about the others, but I can talk about myself. Like in the Buddha's time, there are not only monks, that can follow the teachings. The followers of the teachings are comprised as monk, bhikkhu and bhikkhuni in the Buddha's time, and upasaka and upasika. Why, even in the Buddha's time, the followers who were not monk could attain enlightenment, even the Buddha's time. They don't need to go to become monk or nun, even after they're enlightened. Because right understanding is very honest, straightforward. It understand correctly what is what. Otherwise, right understanding cannot understand attachment when it's hidden. Without the developed understanding from moment of waking up and fall asleep, akusala is there. One is always the slave of attachment and ignorance. Is there ignorance right now? Is there attachment right now? Who see or panya knows it. It's you who see or the panya which knows it.
The mind automatically knows about it. Not so things about it.
I ask about whether it is panya or you who knows the attachment.
The panya.
Really? Not you who is thinking. Otherwise, there must be the understanding of all realities, including now, are not self. That is a developed panya. Not just beginning to listen and think over it and understand that it cannot be anyone. That's why panya has to be developed little by little to understand that no one at all. There are only different realities all the time. That's right, there are many degrees of understanding. Otherwise, one thing that I will try is I, who have less akusala, who understands. But as long as that is I, it's not the teachings of the Buddha. Seeing now is a reality. But who knows without the teachings of the Buddha? Is there any other way to understand seeing right now as not self? It has to be the development of understanding by understand itself gradually. If there is no wise or correct understanding of what every Buddha taught right now, one is led by attachment and ignorance. To do something, to be something different from the accumulation of being this person right now.
The accumulation?
Because he asked why I didn't become nun. So...
Understanding present accumulations instead of thinking of another way or something that is not one field accumulation.
Each citta is conditioned to be different. This citta, that citta, the other citta, quite different, never be the same. That's why Buddha cannot tell anyone to be nun or monk or do anything at all, but he taught the truth. And at moment of understanding, his words is like planting right understanding in that very moment to continue on. No matter what one is in this life or other life, no one can exchange the accumulation. To follow the other's accumulation.
Mình có muốn đi theo cái tích lũy của người khác hay không?
Would you? Impossible. It means that there is no panya try to be something different from what is now appearing. Especially one thing that one will try to understand whatever appears. But at moment of such thinking, reality is arisen already. So the right understanding does not think about trying or doing anything, but just understanding whatever appears because it has arisen. So is there now to be understood as not self? If you go away from it, when will there be such understanding of whatever it has been arisen by conditions, not you? Ignorance does not understand anything, and attachment is attached. So only attachment and ignorance bring ones around the world of samsara. Knowing that at this very moment, after seeing there is attachment and ignorance, only by hearing and understanding the teaching, right awareness and panya begin to develop to understand that which is not understood by ignorance and attachment before. Letting go the idea of self from hearing from the very beginning until panya is strong enough. That's why no matter when there is the teaching about silapatta pramasa, it means wrong practice. When wrong understanding is very strong, it conditions wrong practice. But panya can understand what wrong practice is at what time. Otherwise, attachment and ignorance win again. Like now. It has to be each moment in life because the previous moment has gone and the future hasn't come yet. That's why people in the time of Tipankara Sammasambuddho, they rejoice in hearing that the Sumedha would become the Buddha to be in such a long, long time so that they still could hear the teaching.
So it's the Buddha that the Gautama Buddha heard the teachings from, and when it was declared he was Bodhisattva.
Are we patient enough like those people in Dipankara time? Because Dipankara said that quite a long, long time, you know how long it is, for Sumedha to become enlightened as this present one. And who were those people in Dipankara time? Where are they now? It might be somewhere around here. See,
who knows?
Be patient to understand sincerely, honestly, that how much there is the understanding of Buddha from hearing his words. For example, seeing, is that what Buddha taught to be known as not self? Hearing, smelling, thinking, whatever is naturally. Even in Mahasatipatthana, it said that it has to be natural aware. If even there is such idea that I will or I be aware, that is silapatta pramasa. If there is no right considering of the teachings, one will be always slave of lopa. Is now one is enslaved to lopa? Wrong understanding, so it will bring wrong practice. The word of the teachings of the Buddha saved one from being encaged or imprisoned in the world of samsara. Somewhere and some places in the big, big cage might be very calm and present, like the Brahma world and the Arupa Brahma world, not realizing that one is imprisoned by ignorance and attachments.
It's very sweet prison, she said.
And more than that, if it's not just the attachment to the being, what about to be imprisoned in wrong understanding? And this is what Buddha taught for any being in the world.
Và đó là những gì mà Đức Phật đã dạy cho mọi chúng sinh trên thế giới này.
To realize whether one is imprisoned to the ignorance and attachment prison or in the wrong understanding prison. And usually when one follows the wrong path, it's by one's own, by the other's word, like one's master. Any word which is not the word that bring about understanding is the word of attachment, because there is no understanding of whatever is appearing. So one can see why Buddhang Saranang Kacchami, Dhammang Saranang Kacchami, and Sanghang Saranang Kacchami only. When there's no understanding of the teachings of the Buddha at all, how can one know who one takes refuge?
So as soon as there is an idea of wearing another kind of dress or going to another place to have more understanding, this is what Ajahn means by silabhata paramasa, wrong practice. Because at that time it's an idea of I should do something else or some other reality to be known or a quicker way to understand. It's not understanding what is real at this very moment. So even if there is a lot of lobha or other defilements in our daily life, these are realities, actually not mine or anyone. They can be understood as dhammas. The real hindrance to developing more understanding is when there is the wrong idea of I can do something or I should change my lifestyle or there should be another object of understanding, because at that point the self takes one along the wrong path. And it takes, as Ajahn was saying, a lot of truthfulness to really be honest with what the real tendencies, the real accumulations are, and not to just think one should copy the others. So the Dhamma, the understanding, always comes back to this moment, regardless of lifestyle. So no need to think about another place, another time at all. So I appreciate Ajahn's example, just like many people in the Buddha's time who just lead their natural, ordinary life, have their family, have children, have attachment for many things, but no doubt about the right way or the development of understanding in that daily life. If one thinks that the development of understanding means wearing one's hair a certain way or not wearing makeup or wearing a certain kind of clothes, then it's not right understanding, because we all have different ways, different tastes, different likes. So one can follow one's life wherever it leads one, developing understanding, no matter what the dress, what the place, what the food, what the time.
So she said that one should really know about our own accumulations. So if some other people, like if they are nun or monks, or if they stay in a meditation center, is up to their accumulations. But for us, we should really know the motivation of all our actions and know our real tendency. That is that correct?
For them too, not only for us, for anyone.
And in the Buddha's time, there were those who had developed so much understanding, they could really live their lifestyle like an arahat and develop up understanding to that level. But today, is it possible, or is there so much attachment that we really have to know what is honest and what is natural for us?
And when there is right understanding, it will lead to more and more wholesome moments. It doesn't mind what one is wearing, because changing from ordinary lifestyle to wear black and white doesn't help understanding. Even in the Buddha's time, those who had accumulation to become monks couldn't attain enlightenment when panya is not developed enough, while the people who had lots of understanding developed can attain enlightenment. Can that be the answer why I didn't become monk or become nun? And I think that I can also help the lay people or monk or anyone better too. Otherwise, Vinaya strict one not to do anything like lay people do. But in fact, it's my own accumulation to be this personality.
I asked you about one point yesterday that we still have time, right?
You have some questions.
I asked about yesterday. I asked about the sila yesterday related to commit suicide. I think that whenever there is the killing, there wouldn't be break the sila. But Sarah said that only when other being, not that being. So what does it mean by anatta is when there is no someone or no someone's life or not someone's body?
That's why we should understand what sila is. From the very beginning, each word or each reality should be understood correctly. What is sila?
It can be kusala sila or akusala sila. Okay.
According to citta, right? Who knows at this moment of just reaching my hand out whether it is akusala sila or kusala sila? Because there's no understanding of reality. As much as one can follow or understand the teachings is that usually in a day there are many moments of akusala, even right now, see right now. It can be like this because citta is akusala. So at just moment of thinking about killing oneself, kusala or akusala, only thinking.
I think that is akusala.
Akusala. It doesn't condition any move yet, right? But as one look for the knife or the gun or whatever to kill oneself, that is motivated by akusala citta stronger than just thinking. For the monk, the committing of offense is only the lowest one, slight one. Even at moment of killing, kilesa or strong kilesa is there, but still it is only that only committing of offense at that level. Because it's only the behavior or manners of citta which is kusala or akusala. No intention to kill any other being at all. If you pick your thing up, are you stealing? But when it's the others, the same deeds, the same action, it's different by citta. So one factor of killing is knowing that that being is still alive. But the intention to kill oneself different from to kill the others because it's harming the other. When one harms the other, it's akusala deeds. But when one harms oneself, is it akusala deed or akusala citta? As long as it's not akusala of the degree that you harm the others, it's not akusala kamma. But the strong akusala of wanting to kill is accumulated. That's why not all people would like to kill oneself, because they haven't accumulated such akusala. But anyone who committing suicide has accumulated many lives of killing oneself. This is the difference between committing suicide and killing the others.
And also actually, when one kills oneself, one knows that this one wants.
But
we're taking the life of the others. The other doesn't
different.
Want to be killed.
Yeah.
There's no intention at that moment to harm others. Of course, many people will be very sad, but that is not one's intention. But when it's killing the other, the intention is to harm the other. So still disagree?
Do you want time to kill you? No one. See? Mm-hmm. So we understand a little bit better about citta, which is considered as sila, whether it is ordinary akusa sila, kusa sila, apiyakata, because this is the source of actions or deeds.
And it's the opposite of metta at that time, wishing to harm.
Which cetasika is that at each moment of each akusala or kusala sila?
Only jitna can perform such deeds, intentions. Because even when we have attachment, but without such jitna, there are no deeds for.
So jitna is kamma, or kamma, what we call kamma, is jitna, the intention, volition to do.
I want to ask about, you said that whenever there is kusala or akusala, then there is kusala sila or akusala sila. So I would like to ask about which cetasika is the akusala sila in that case, in each case. Can you take some example?
Like lower dosa, whatever arises.
Akusala, cetasika. It's not limited. They arise together.
Like at the moment of intending to hurt those certain many other cheetah seekers. Like now, if one thinks badly or has a thought of hurting anything or anyone, what kind of cheetah seekers now? Dosa and other cheetah seekers conditioned by very, very strong lobha.
So you said that akusala sila is the behavior of chitta or chitta.
The body cannot do anything at all. The body cannot speak, it cannot kill, it cannot do anything because it cannot experience anything.
No, I want to ask about that. Sila is the behavior of chitta.
So at this moment, akusala citta or akusala citta, moments of considering wisely, then it's kusala citta with panya and alobha, adosa and calmness and sada, many, many kusala citta seekers. But at the moment of being annoyed or disagreeing or not liking the answer, akusala citta with dosa and udaccha and lack of ahirika and otapa, many, many akusala citta seekers at each. So changing from moment to moment, kusala, akusala, different moments, different kind of cittas even now. And the kusala cittas are kusala sila, but not of the degree that is prompting particular kinds of action. But if it's understanding, it's very high kusala sila, and if it's akusala, like when there's some annoyance now, not strong enough to motivate harming another, but if it's strong enough that it leads to harming another, then it becomes kamapata that can bring results. So the deeds like killing or harming is just when there is very strong akusala that leads to that degree. But it's each moment of kusala or akusala is kusala sila or akusala sila, but it depends on the degree, whether it leads to particular deeds or actions or whether it's strong enough for there to be right understanding of reality even now. That is very high kusala sila. As Ajahn was saying yesterday, that is what is meant by indriya samvara sila, because at that moment sati is guarding from all akusala.
I think you had to check in the passport and be ready for boarding. Thank you very much, Ajahn.
This is the reason why I could have taught all dharmas in detail, because people cannot understand the difference between citta and cetasikas, the wholesome and the unwholesome or the apayagata. They're very close, like metta and attachment, see? That's why there should be the hearing and considering a lot until it becomes just a little clearer as not self, before it can there be a moment of direct awareness from intellectual understanding. Otherwise, no base or no support or no condition for right awareness to arise at all. Because it's hard here, no understanding at all. It's still I and ignorance and attachment until Panya gradually absorb, develop on until it can condition naturally by anatthaness to arise, not by anyone's will at all.